Today is Monday, July 29th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Lipstick Day. It's also National Lasagna Day. And last but not least, it's National Chicken Wing Day. We went by a Buffalo Wild Wings last night, and I thought, oh, we should eat at Buffalo Wild Wings again. I'm okay with wings. Honestly, I like wings. A lot of times, wings are just a vehicle for ranch dressing, and I'm okay with that because I really like ranch dressing, but a lot of times, they're just a vehicle for the ranch, and Buffalo Wild Wings, though, actually, the last time we went there, I decided not to get chicken. I decided to get a burger, and they actually had pretty good burgers. At least the location that we went to, which is near our house. The burger was not bad. I'm a fan of just about any burger. All the way from White Castle steamed on a bed of onions on a slider, like a Hawaiian roll sort of thing. All the way up to whatever kind, you know, a Whataburger, McDonald's, then Wendy's, Whataburger, whatever. Whatever kind of fast food. I'm okay with restaurant burgers as well, if they're good. A lot of times when you stay at a resort, they'll have good burgers at the resort, if you're lounging by the pool or whatever. So anyway, I'm good with burgers, but we were talking about chicken wings. We went by Buffalo Wild Wings last night, and I thought, oh, we should eat there again sometime, and I should have wings this time, because last time I had a burger. All right, well, I'm recording a little bit earlier than I normally would for my Monday, but I have a busy day today, so I record a day in advance, so I have a busy day today, and I just could not be bothered to go to church. I couldn't be bothered to go to church. So we'll back up. So just talking about the weekend, this is the show where we normally talk about the weekend, or the episode of the week where we normally uncover the weekend. But I'll have to extend this into Tuesday because I don't know what's going to happen for the rest of today, which is Sunday. Friday night we recorded the mix. I had to do some setup for the mix because we decided that we were going to try Twitter streaming. Now, my co-host Daniel will, in his mind right now, or he may be saying this out loud, I don't know. But as he's listening to this, he will be saying, what's Twitter? What? There is nothing called Twitter. What's Twitter? Oh, you mean X? Whatever. So many people still call it Twitter. And society has determined that it is Twitter. It's kind of like when you need a tissue to blow your nose and you say, could you hand me a Kleenex? Kleenex is one brand of tissues, but everyone has it in their head. Vaseline is another example. Can you hand me some Vaseline? I need to put it under my eye, you know, to remove the bags from under my eyes. It's petroleum jelly, you know, but we say Vaseline. Twitter is one of those names that is ingrained in the, is zeitgeist the right word? But anyway, it's ingrained. All of that to say, I'm still calling it Twitter, but I know, Daniel, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, it's annoying you. So we were streaming on that, but the past few weeks that we've done live, and I mean all the way back into May, June, I knew that there was some noisiness, some humming in the audio on the live stream on YouTube. But we only had a couple of listeners listening to that feed, and it's a pain in the butt to try to figure out where the hum is coming from. You have to unplug stuff and say, oh, did the hum go away because of that? You know, you plug it back in. Nope, still a hum. Okay, unplug something else, plug it back. And then when you finally find it, you have to figure out, okay, well, is this a ground loop? Is this some kind of RF? It's just, but I had some free time Friday afternoon, and I knew, because the reason we wanted to try Twitter streaming is because apparently another podcaster that we listen to, or that Daniel listens to, that I used to listen to, but I got so annoyed with this podcast network, Twit, and the leader, Leo Laporte, I just got so annoyed that I couldn't listen anymore. They're just stuck in old ways of doing things, and they're in decline, and so they're having to fire people and close studios and move everything back to their home, and I just can't watch/listen to that. But anyway, it was just depressing, because, I mean, I think they're on a downhill trajectory. So anyway, it's a tech podcast network. There you go. They had mentioned, oh, we're streaming now on Twitter or on X because we seem to get more audience, more traction on Twitter than we are on YouTube Live. And so Daniel had said, hey, let's try it. But I thought, well, let's clean up the audio before we go to a new platform. So not only did I clean up the audio, which I did figure it out, so this live video switcher that I have has USB-C inputs for if you want to plug it into computers to use it as a webcam or use it as a, like if you're using OBS Studio, which is a live streaming application, you can feed the connection from the switcher into a computer. Well, the thing is, I'm both getting HDMI out of computers and putting them into the video switcher, and I'm using a USB-C connection back into the same computer so that I can use it as a webcam, so that I can connect to it, basically. And I'm sure a lot of people do this, but for whatever reason, having the HDMI come from the computer and the USB is causing a hum. And I'm assuming it's a ground loop, you know, which is an electrical thing. I can't really explain it, but so for the evening, I could just unplug the USB-C connections because I don't need the USB-C connections to do what we do. I do need them. Like, I do use it as a webcam for work because my good camera is plugged into it. So I do have to plug in the USB-C to my work laptop when I'm working so that people can see me. But I use a webcam for Daniel because Daniel doesn't want to see what's on the switcher. All of that to say, well, that was a lot of deep dive into technical. I just unplugged the USB-C cable. The noise went away. I'm going to get a couple more ground loop eliminator things. I found ones that are specifically for USB-C online, so I'm probably going to get a couple of these USB-C ground loop eliminators and see if that works. But also I want to try these ferrite core snap-on things that can help remove any kind of EF, RF kind of noise. So I'm gonna get those as well because they're cheap. But for now, I can just unplug the USB-C connection and there is no hum. So it was good. Got that all set up. Got Restream.io set up because I wanted to stream to YouTube and Twitter. And we can also add Facebook or other things as well. We can do up to three at a time. And so I got all that set up, got everything working. A couple of my computers had powered down while we were on vacation, so I powered them back up and got everything set up and made sure everything was working. And then I went downstairs and cooked dinner for Mark and I. We had filet mignon and we had corn on the cob, and we had baked sweet potato. It was good. I made that. And then Saturday morning, so then we had the mix, and I did have a snack after the mix, but I mentioned that I blew a fuse last weekend. I plugged the air fryer into an extension cord upstairs up here, and I ended up blowing a fuse, so Friday night, I did not plug it in to the same place. I plugged it in the bathroom, but I did have a snack. And then Saturday morning, got up kind of late because I was tired. But Mark and I, I, I got up, worked out, cooked breakfast. I made some faux, what's it called? Now I can't remember. It's a breakfast meat. It's a Filipino breakfast meat. I'm going to look. Filipino breakfast meat. It is, tocino. It's called tocino. And usually they use pork or beef, but it's a sweet and sour, sweet, not a little bit of sour, but it's sweet and savory, a little bit of sour. Kind of grilled until it's almost charred in various places, and it's sweet and sticky. And so, but I figured out how to do this with turkey, with lean turkey breast fillets. And I just marinate it in a mixture of soy sauce, vinegar, brown sugar, garlic powder. And then I cook it in a pan. I dry it off, cook it in a pan, and I reduce some of that marinade liquid and brush it on as I'm cooking it. And it tastes pretty similar. And it's turkey. So he even said, hey, this is kind of like tocino. I was like, yeah, that's what I was going for. This was a couple of weeks ago when I did it for the first time, but... So did that, we had breakfast, and then we played Pokemon in the afternoon because it was Pokemon, there was a raid hour, and I'm trying to level up. I'm still 43 out of 50. Mark has been a 50, level 50 for a couple of years now, I think. And I've been slowly working my way up. And 2 or 3 years ago, 40 used to be the max level you could go, and 2 or 3 years ago they upped it to 50, and Mark got to 50 so quick, but I'm taking years to get to 50, so I'm at 43. I've been trying to get to 44, so I played this raid day with him. We went to the park, drove around, whatever. We watched Olympics a little bit because the qualifying for the men's gymnastics was on Saturday, so we did that. And then we watched Deadpool and Wolverine in the afternoon, and it was really good. It was really funny, and I don't know, I just find it really funny. And they brought back a lot of, I won't spoil much, but there were a lot of old Fox X-Men characters and other characters in this movie. I don't know if that's going to mean anything for the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but they also brought in some of the multiverse stuff from Loki. It was a big key element, so we'll see. We'll see what the future is going to hold, but it was good. Then we went to a little diner in Fayetteville and had dinner, and then we came home and we watched more Olympics. And so it's Sunday right now. I got up. I was going to go to church, but I'm not feeling it. And the orchestra is not playing in July. So I'm taking one more break day before we start playing again next week, I think. We have lunch with my parents, and then I have to mow the lawn and do some other stuff this afternoon. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.